On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
All right, Hags is here. We're checking in on Josh Kennedy, I think, to kick things off.
Let's kick things off, Hags? And almost daily. And we said it last week, didn't we, that possibly into this week, every day, we'll go, okay, let's have a look at West Coast Eagles casualty list. And you'll get it tomorrow morning. I think Josh tomorrow morning might still sort of be talking about, or later in the week, let's have a look, because perhaps that's what has to be the case. But the big superstar, Josh Kennedy, and also the... Is he the most important player, Jeremy McGovern? I reckon you're going to know by late this week that they will play. I'm prepared to suggest they will play. But we won't know it definitively because I think they'll want to hesitate. One thing we can talk about is that both Jeremy McGovern and Josh Kennedy were stoked when they saw the fixtures come out, that it was an extra
Saturday,
couple of days, as opposed to, say, the Thursday. But the teams that in those elimination games, all four teams for Saturday, Millsy, clearly they're there on the Saturday because they get the shorter break from the teams from the top four that have to play again the following weekend. So the likes of Richmond, Brisbane and Port and Geelong get an extra day or two's break as opposed to those teams in the elimination.
Yeah, final. I know that they have to rest, but coming and you've got to take one game at a time. But if they were to win, would they be playing Friday night or Saturday night?
You would think, well, I don't know. I have to look at who do they come up against and where it's listed. I'm not so sure.
Port Adelaide.
Yeah. I'm not so sure they've actually listed the days, have they? Not sure. So it'd be Port or Geelong. But given that that's on the Thursday, probably the Friday, I would think. So maybe West Coast only have the 6 days, but they'll have to travel to the eastern states, whereas the others, a lot of them are already there, especially if they went to Adelaide. So I reckon McGovern and Kennedy late in the week will be okay, and then they join the likes of Luke Shuey, already seemingly okay. Jack Redden going to play with a busted thumb. Mark Hutchings, do you play him? Lewis Jetta, do you play him coming off his calf? I don't think he gets a game, actually. Jamie Cripps is definitely going to play. He's available after personal leave, and he's done all his isolation, etc. Mm-hmm. So it puts the boys like Luke Foley, Jack Petrocelli, Brendan Archie, Will Schofield and Braden Ainsworth all on a nervous sort of a week, because I reckon they're probably the more likely to go out if those boys are all fit.
Archie's been in the frame pretty well throughout the season, hasn't he? So obviously
probably
he does the role
spot,
for the coach.
Well, who does he play ahead of if those blokes are all available? And depending off whether Hutchings would probably be the one, whether Hutchings actually gets a lock-on role as a forward. Yeah. Lots of ifs and buts.
What about Cripps, though? It's a bit of a risk, isn't it? He hasn't played for a long time now.
I think you take every risk you have to take this week. You get your best team out there, Baz, on Saturday night. It's not as if you've got a second chance.
Well,
they have
true.
To win
and
it.
You can't go to the Waffle, can he? You can't go to the Resis.
No. And speaking of the Waffle, we'll get to that in a moment, because the Hayden Schloyth injury is something pretty big.
Injury or report?
Hayden Schloyth, his report. Yeah, we'll come back to that. Look, a couple of other things too. Now, Connor Blakely hasn't been followed up on. We've said here for weeks that he's leaving Fremantle. My understanding, he's got 2 years to go on a contract, Steve. Now, Connor Blakely, at times I felt he should have been in Fremantle's best 22, not even necessarily with all the injuries they had. I thought he's a good enough player. Clearly, the Fremantle hierarchy don't agree with my view on Connor Blakely. He's got 2 years to go on a contract and couldn't get a game this year when they had such a long injury list, particularly as a halfback or an on-field big body. I'm led to believe that Gold Coast are showing a lot of interest. He's looking at possibly a trade to Gold Coast. There are a couple of other clubs in Melbourne interested in talking to Connor Blakely. He'd be on pretty good dough. You know, would a club pay 400 to 450 grand for the last 2 years of his contract? So with Fremantle needing to clear up a lot of their salary cap issues, they've got a real heavy salary cap. Everyone's committed. We've already said that even the David Mundy discussions hinder around him taking a much less contract at this stage. So if Fremantle can, the more salary cap room they could clear up, then the more they can perhaps look at
some
keeping David Mundy.
Yeah.
But the young guns are all on big bucks. All these young guns are Darcy Tucker, Sean Darcy, certainly Adam Chera and Andrew Brayshaw. Well, Sarong's not yet. He's not yet recontracted beyond 2021, because this is just his first year.
Right.
But those other guys have been around for a couple of seasons. They got huge back-ended contracts, and Fremantle are extending a lot of money. However, the 550 grand a year that Brandon Matera was on might start to clear things up, but they need to move more. Blakely looking at a move, and I think he's actually even told Fremantle, look, you'd be better off to look at trading me, and Gold Coast have shown some interest.
Could you give Gibson Wrong some more money now in good faith? In other words, we don't want you to be looking at going.
But not literally give it to him. You draw a contract for his third year, because it's a compulsory first two seasons for all draftees.
Yeah.
So he's in season one. He has to do the 80-odd grand, because he was an early draft pick, might be 85 grand and the 4 or 5 grand a game, $4,500 I think it is, for a draftee for next year. But you could easily say, look, as a show of faith, you're going to be a gun, you're going to be around for a long time. Let's look at 2022, 23 and put him onto X hundreds of thousands.
Fair enough.
Hanks, we're going to take a break?
Are we? I just want to also say, Fremantle are in the marketplace for key defenders. We touched on that before last week. Michael Hurley's the latest one, not so much Cale Hooker, who's a 32-year-old.
They gave
Michael
one away Hurley. That won the club best and fairest at Gold Coast.
Yeah, Sam Collins. And there's a list of boys that are going to play finals that left during the Ross Lyon era.
Lockie Neal.
And Neal's going to win the Brownlow.
Would some of those come back?
Yeah. I wouldn't think so. Well, there's not enough room for them to come back.
Peter Bell did.
Huge money.
Came home, though.
Huge money. Came back, and it was a different era, different world then. But I did see, I saw big Alex Pierce in an undisclosed training session on Friday.
Hang on a minute.
Undisclosed training session. Joel Hamling working in the gym. Alex Pierce running around outside, kicking, marking, running.
This season's finished.
Fitness testing, just checking out. Hayden Young was there as well. I saw them in an undisclosed training session on Friday. Actually, Alex Pierce looked pretty good.
Undisclosed.
Well, we just found it.
Well, you happen to be there.
Just found it.
Even when their season's finished, you're
conflicts
going.
Conflicts of interest.
Even when their season is finished, you're driving out to Coburn.
Conflicts of interest. And you endeavouring to create a furore. You're terrible. Mark Lecrae, where's he going to be next year?
Too good, Hags. Mark Lecrae, he's retired, hasn't he?
I think he might be at Fremantle as a full-time coach.
Well, Justin Longmuir and he very close.
Yeah, and the other one too that keeps floating around, Brad Hardy has been onto this for weeks, Matthew Boyd, who's in town with Collingwood. As their field defence, their team defensive coach, it just continues to rage that he's going to Fremantle. He's going to come to Fremantle with the new coaching staff at Fremantle. So Matthew Boyd, gun Bulldogs player, and Mark Lecrae, two new coaches.
Well,
stand
over
medal, I reckon Aaron Black or Jackson Ramsey from East Perth. Aaron Black could win another one, won it in 2014. Now, that count is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I keep saying to you, and you blokes are avoiding me, should we have a sand over
no, it is a small, I said a small sample, but there has been a competition, there has been a season, and there has been a finals, so why no sand
finally
over
got
it?
There.
Would be
Jake,
the converse.
Jake Florinka from South Fremantle. Jai Bolton won it twice before. Yeah. I reckon they're the four front runners. We'll talk more about it perhaps
South
tomorrow
Fremantle,
morning.
Who represents them?
In the
Hayden Slowis, when he goes to the trophy, who will represent him?
They'll have their own legal advisor.
Will he need one?
I think because it's got to be deemed as intentional.
He'll get off him.
Impact, it's only a low impact, but the contact, if it's deemed as high, he's looking at a week. He needs either careless for the action or that it's only a low, so around about the shoulder or the neck. And I reckon he did bash him in the shoulder. I don't know if he got him in the head.
Bag is the wrong word.
Can you link yourself to the Queen? That's what we're asking our listeners to do. Right after this.